हरे कृष्णा भगवद गीता एस इट इज चैप्टर नंबर 10 द ऑपुलेंस ऑफ द एब्सोल्यूट टेक्स्ट नंबर 32। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। सर्गानामादिरन्तस्य मध्यानां चैवागमर्जुनम् अध्यात्मविद्धि विद्यानां वाद प्रवदामहम्। सर्गानामादिरन्तश्च मध्यानां चैवागमर्जुनम् अध्यात्मविद्धि विद्यानां वाद प्रवदतामहम्। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पोर्ट बाय डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद दि फाउंडर आचार्य ऑफ इंटरनेशनल सोसाइटी फॉर कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस जय श्रील प्रभुपाद। Of all creations, I am beginning and at the end and also the middle. O Arjuna, of all signs, I am the spiritual signs of the self. And among logicians, I am the conclusive truth. Om Ajnanadhimirandasya Jnananjanasalakayam Saksharanmilitam Mena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaham नमः ओम विष्णुपादाय कृष्ण प्रष्टाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वती देवै गौरवाणि प्रचारिणिं निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाशात देशतारिणिं नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवयं भगवतीरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवदिनैश्चकिं। जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्री वासादि गौरभक्तवृन्दं। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा। नाउ वी आर इन चैप्टर 10 द ऑपुलेंस ऑफ द एब्सोल्यूट टेक्स्ट नंबर 32। हियर द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड श्री कृष्ण एक्सप्लेन हिज ऑपुलेंसेस। ही एक्सप्लेन दिस श्लोका इज दैट कृष्णा इज क्रिएटर मेंटेनर एंड अनिहिलेटर beginning, middle and end. Spiritual world is external, eternally exists, but the material world always created, maintained, then it is annihilated. Just like the children, they go to the ocean, they play, they create something, then they play for some times, then while they are coming, they just actually destroy, then they come home. So similarly, this material world also created, maintained and annihilated. The Supreme Lord here, Krishna, says creator. Creator is mainly the Purusha avatars. When the creation takes place, the first material elements are created. Just like when we are going for the cooking, before cooking, we need to purchase. We need to purchase or harvest from our agricultural farm, and whatever it may be, we have to prepare the ingredients for cooking. So similarly, when the world is wanted to create, the Mahavishnu, he actually creates all the material elements. So this work is done by Mahavishnu. Then all the 14 planetary system and all the material elements, earth, water, fire, air, ether, this is the gross material elements, and whatever the required, everything Mahavishnu creates and keep it ready. So then the second Vishnu called Garbhodaksha Vishnu, and he entered into the each universe. We are living in a one universe, so similarly there are the millions of universes are floating in the air. The example is given, just like in the mustard bag, there are so many mustard seed is there. We cannot count how many mustard seed is there. So similarly, in this universe, there are millions of universes are floating in the air. So Garbhodaksha Vishnu, the second Vishnu, he enter into each universe. He enter into each universe. Then from his nabi, from the lotus navel, Lord Brahma appears. So this is the second part of the creation. So the Brahma is called, generally we say, Brahma is a creator, Vishnu is a maintainer, and Shiva is annihilator. But when we read the Shastra systematically, we can understand that Brahmaji is not a creator and he is a secondary creator. Because just like when the cook is cooking, he is not the first creator. Before we cook, we are actually preparing the ingredients. These ingredients are not produced. This farmer is produced, and they are actually the first creator for this food. So similarly, Mahavishnu, he created all the material elements. By using that, Brahma is a creator. Brahmaji is called a secondary creator. So this is the secondary creation. Then third, the Sirodaksha Vishnu. When Sirodaksha Vishnu, he enter into each one's heart. Sarvasya chaham ridhisanna Vishnu. Sirodaksha Vishnu, he enter into all the living entities' heart. Then only everything is a function. So this is the creation part. So Brahma, Vishnu, Maheshwar, these all three personality, they are the guna avatar for the Supreme Lord Shri Krishna. There are various type of avatars are there. Guna avatar, Leela avatar, Purusha avatar, Manvantara avatar, Shatyavesh avatar. Like this way, there are many avatar, many category are there. So Brahma, Vishnu, Maheshwaram, they are the guna avataras. Sattva guna, Rajo guna and Tamo guna. For this, to take care of this material creation, the Supreme Lord is incarnated as a guna avatar. So that's why Krishna here says, I am the beginning, middle and end. So then, then further Krishna says in this shloka, of all signs I am the spiritual signs of the self. So there are many books are there for advanced education. There are four Vedas are there: Atharvana Veda, Rig Veda, Yajur Veda and Sama Veda. So these are the four Vedas are there. Then there are six supplementary to the Vedas are there. Then Vedanta Sutra, book of logic, book of religiosity, then Puranas. There are 14 divisions are there. The four Vedas, fifth is the sixth kind of supplementary, so become 10, and Vedanta Sutra become 11, book of logic become 12, book of religiosity 13, and Puranas become the 14 divisions. 14 divisions of there. Among that, Vedanta Sutra is considered to be the representative of Supreme Personality of Godhead. The spiritual knowledge, in particularly Vedanta Sutra, represents Krishna. So here Krishna says, of the signs, I am the spiritual signs. Then, so in this age of Kali Yuga, you know, just we were actually never heard of so many Vedic literature's name. Where is the question of reading all this? It is impossible. So it is not at all possible to remember all the Vedic literature. We does not even know the name of all this. So simply we can focus on Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. That will fulfill all our spiritual signs. We don't need to read so many books in this age of Kali Yuga, because that is not at all possible also. So only simply we can concentrate Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. That will nourish our bhakti. So then further Krishna says, among logicians I am a conclusive truth. So there are many logicians are there, many different kinds of arguments. Specifically, when we see the spiritual topic, there are many arguments are there. Each one, they argue based on something. There are some people, they argue based on the logic. There are some people, they argue based on the signs. There are some people, they argue based on the bhakti. So this way, there are many arguments are there. There are many arguments are there. So Krishna here says, among logicians, I am the conclusive truth. So Srila Prabhupada mentioned in the purport, there are technical term called Jalpa. So this jalpa means when we give many arguments. For example, when we say Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. So when we say this, opponent party, they ask for the evidence. So we will give various evidence from Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, or logic also, and based on the Leelas, and we experience and we give them many evidence and supporting for the our arguments. So when the opposite party, when they accepted this argument, it is called Jalpa. So when the opposing party they accepted, it is called Jalpa. Then the other one, Srila Prabhupada mentioned the purport, is called the Vidanda. Vidanda means somehow or other we have to defeat opposing party. This is called Vidanta. Many times we see people, they simply they defeat the opposite party. Somehow or other their main aim is to defeat the opposing party. So that is called Vidanta. Then further Srila Prabhupada mentioned that Vada. Vada means actually that is a conclusion. Conclusion of everything is called Vada. That represent the supreme personality of Godhead, Shri Krishna. So as a essence of this shloka is that of a creation, maintenance and annihilation, Krishna says, I am the beginning, I am the middle, I am the end. Then further Krishna says, among the spiritual signs is a Vedanta Sutra, which is for understanding the self. Then third one, among logician, I am a conclusive truth. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So in this way, the Supreme Lord, and he is trying to give hint in Bhagavad Gita, how the Supreme Lord opulence is everywhere, each and everything. We can see now so many opulences which we have described one after another. Krishna is trees and birds and this, that. Everything Krishna is actually keep on explaining and trying to give a hint that I am a supreme personality of Godhead. Hare Krishna, thank you all very much. Your humble servant, Rasika Govinda Das, Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hari Om Tassat.